groups that are visiting Washington are three. It is the SLA faction, the Sudan Liberation Army Movement faction of Minni Minawi, and the Justice and Equality Movement led by Dr. Khalil Ibrahim, and also Liberation and Justice Movement led by Dr. Tijani Sesi. They are here invited by the State Department, hosted by the U.S. Institute of Peace.
What are the issues that are really sticking here in this discussion of the Darfur problem, if you like?
The issue here is to see how can all these organizations can work towards peace, because one of them, the LJM, the Liberation and Justice Movement led by Dr. Tijani Sese, signed the Doha peace document, and the rest of the rebel groups did not sign. So they are coming here. The LJM is going to present their view on why they signed, what this peace document means, what is their agreement with the government to implement this document means. So they will try to convince the other groups to come on board. The other groups have legitimate concerns. They did not sign because of reasons. We would like to see what these reasons are, how can we come to a common ground where they either join the peace process as it is, or what can be done to improve this peace process or reach a peace agreement where they can be on board. There is nothing coming out of this meeting in terms of any declaration or any peace agreement or anything. This is just a meeting to brainstorm and to see what makes those organizations work together towards peace in Sudan.
How is the mood between the three delegations who have come in this 2 days workshop?
Today is the official opening of the conference. Yesterday, we spent the day meeting with the different factions and trying to find out what are they going to present in the meetings today and tomorrow, and how we can make them work together. It is not an easy task. However, we believe from the mood yesterday that they can work together, and hopefully the benefit of this will be reflected on their work on the ground looking for peace for our people in Sudan.